Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angelicia returning your phone call. Can I please have your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Okay. Can I get some technical support on the WearFit 2.0?
What's that zip code, please?
85351.
Thank you. And your first and last name? And your first and last name, please.
And a what?
Your first and last name.
Okay, you're breaking up. Excuse me just a moment, I'll be back. Can you hear me?
Yes, I said your first and last name, please.
Aaron Epperson.
Thank you, and could you please verify that address as well?
11033 West Bluefield Port, Sun City, Arizona. Zip code 85351.
Thank you for that information. Okay, I do see the Hype Watch on that account on the 25th of September. The Hype Watch as well as the Hype Pods. That watch does track the heart rate as well as the steps. And that was purchased on the 25th of September.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you today?
Well, first of all, I don't have the right place where I paid $6.97, and you sent me a WearFit 2.0 watch.
Yes, it was $6.97. Yes, sir. It was $6.97.
Okay. Now, do you have any technical support available?
Yes, sir. How can I help you today? You needed technical. Was it not working?
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm gonna put you on speaker. Well, I guess we won't be on speaker. Okay, I followed everything in the instruction manual. Downloading the app from the Play Store and making sure that the Bluetooth is on in my phone.
Yes, sir.
And here's the point I get to where everything stops. Let me get the watch up here now. It's fully charged. Okay. And I get to the point where it tells me on the watch itself. In other words, there's a picture of a phone, and it says trying to locate the phone. Then I hold tight on that for a few seconds, and then the word finding comes up. Like it's looking for, well, it says it's trying to find the phone.
Okay.
But then all of a sudden, it decides doesn't show me anything.
Okay, so you downloaded the app. What is it, an iPhone or an Android?
Android.
Okay, did you download the app for the Android?
Yes, I did.
Okay, the Wear Fit 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now that's...
You said what now, sir?
That screen we were just talking about just came up again. I'm going to try to get it to stay. Okay. All right, now let's...
And if you haven't... If you want me to give you that email to technical support, I can.
Okay, now, that the find the phone screen is up on the watch.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says?
You go into my settings. I can see UI 11. In other words, it's a smartwatch, is currently connected to my phone.
Oh, okay.
And I guess I'm sitting about a foot away, and the watch says it's finding, it's looking for a phone.
It says what now?
Okay. It shows a picture. Now, this is on the screen of the phone. It shows a picture of a, well, it's supposed to be a phone. Then underneath it, it says, find a phone. And then underneath that, it says, finding. And so to me, it's looking for my phone. Does that make sense?
Yes, it should be. You should be able, when you put everything in, it should search for the phone so you can connect to it.
All right, well, according to my phone, the phone is through Bluetooth connected to the KY11.
Yes, that's what it's supposed to be connected to.
Yeah.
So it's not doing anything once you connect, that's what you're stating?
Well, the watch is still saying finding, and the connected devices, which, by the way, the KY11 is the only one that's currently connected.
Mm-hmm. I could give you the email address to tech support, or you can just send the watch back in and we'll ship you out another one.
Or did you say you wanted my email?
I said I could give you the email to text support, or I could just get you to send that one back in within 7 days and get you another one sent out to you.
Okay. All right. Where do I... Let me get a piece of paper here.
Okay.
Where do I return it to?
Hold on 1 second. I got to get you a RMA number for the watch. And the recent one you received, that was the Vibe watch, right?
And just a second here, I'm answering my wife's phone. Oh yeah, honey.
What, sir?
I had to. I just answered my wife's phone. But I'm here. Okay, go ahead.
So you had two watches on the account, right?
How many?
I'm seeing. Let's see, you called in on the, okay, you got the watch on the 1st of November, the Vibe watch.
No, that's when I actually ordered the one I'm looking at.
Right.
For November 1st. I don't have more than one watch, in other words.
Okay.
Okay.
So the RMA number that you need to put on that package is 01154. C as in Charlie, B as in boy, 953. C as in Charlie, and number 7 at the end.
You still there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm still here. Did you get that RMA number?
Were you talking to me?
Yes, sir. Did you get the RMA number that I just called out to you to go on the package?
You're breaking up. Could you do me this favor? Can you send me that number and the information through an email?
Yes, sir, I can, but you didn't get the R. I need to go ahead and give it to you now so you'll have that on file. Can you hear me? It's 01554, C as in Charlie, B as in boy, 953, C as in Charlie, and the number 7 at the end.
Okay, let me read that back to you. 01554, C as in Charlie, B as in boy, 953, C as in Charlie, 7.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Okay, and do you have that address that it came in?
I don't have the address to return it. No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, it's 2066.
2066.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's capital N for North.
Okay, you broke up again.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see.
San Jose, S-A-N-J-O-S-E,
right.
California.
All right. No, I didn't hear anything before. I didn't hear anything after 2066.
2066. N for North. That's capital N for North. Then you would write capital Avenue out, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Avenue.
All right. What spell that again. See what?
C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Avenue.
C-A-T-I-T.
C-A-P, as in pig, I-T-O-L, capital.
Yeah. Capital. Okay, I got it. Okay. Is that an avenue?
Yes.
San Jose.
That's suite 3010, San Jose.
Okay. Suite, what was the number, the suite again?
Suite 3010.
3010. Okay, San Jose.
Yes, San Jose, California, 95132.
All right, slowly and do it again.
Okay, that was San Jose, California, 95132.
95132.
Okay.
Now, what I do, I address it to the, like, return department or whatever?
Yes, that would be for the Vibe watch.
Yeah, for the watch, right.
Right.
Okay.
Return and just get it turned back in? Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then as soon as you get it turned back in, we could get you one shipped out, another one, or if you didn't want another one shipped, we could get you a refund.
Well, it's been so difficult, I'm just going to say, I'm going to return it.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds good. Just get it returned within 7 business days, and we'll get you that refund, okay?
All right. That earlier number and letters that you gave me have to be, well, either on the address or in the box somewhere, right?
Right.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.